This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome in to another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about classic cars with a great contributor who's standing by. So if you are a classic car owner and would like some free advice, whether you'd like a free estimate of value from our very special guest, or if you'd like to tell us about your first collector car, or maybe the car that you wanted to have as a kid and now you're thinking about actually buying now that your own kids are grown up and off on their own, it's time to reward yourself and get yourself that car that you wanted in high school or in college. Or if you want to tell us about the one that got away, we all have one of those stories. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, and we'll also be talking about the auctions of late, particularly the Arizona-based auctions, which have wrapped up in the month of January. Well, let's go to the Haggerty, let's go to the guest lines and bring forth from the Haggerty Price Guide, the publisher, and also the contributor for Automobile Magazine and for Auto Week Magazine, Mr. Dave Kinney. Dave, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
Doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. And I was reading an article last night on Road and Track, and this was about GT cars, and we're going to talk a bit about GT cars, but before we get into that, let's talk about Scottsdale, Greater Phoenix, and all things auction. When all was said and done, you had a busy month to cover, my friend. Tell us a little bit about Arizona 2019.
What's the old joke? When all is said and done, more was said than done. It was a busy week and maybe week and 3 days I was out there, I guess. So 10 days, lots and lots of sales, lots of action. I can tell you that the part of the market that is the most vibrant right now is definitely the under $250,000 cars. So the possibilities of affording cars in that range, you know, starts to end when you get towards the top of it. But certainly, lots and lots of activity there, whereas the million-dollar cars are slowing down. But we don't really care about the million-dollar cars to talk about tonight because there's not that many of them and there ain't that many people can afford them. But trucks remain hot. They're still a very big thing. You know, we've been talking about that for the last couple of years off and on, but pickup trucks from the 50s, from the 60s, from the 70s, and now even from the 80s and 90s, do very, very well at these collector car auctions, and there's good reasons why. I mean, you can use them, you can drive them, everybody loves them, and they're, you know, when you open the hood, there's not a big lump of plastic there. You can actually see that, see that motor, see all the, you know, all the attaching parts. You know, maybe if you've got a, an alternator that goes bad, you can go down to the local parts store and order one. It's a lot different than the cars that are out there now today. So I think that's a big part of the appeal. And like you said, a lot of people, you know, right now they're buying these cars because they're at a stage in their life where, you know, maybe the kids are gone and, you know, they've got a little extra money. So, you know, it's a good time to do it or to be restoring, if you're, you know, a do-it-yourselfer or, you know, going to the auctions and just having fun. That's what I do anymore. Just, kind of talk to the people, watch what's going on, and you know, write down the results and kind of tally them up, and then that's part of what we use in the price guide. It's certainly not all of it, but a big part of it. So it's been a very solid year for collector cars. Although, you know, like I said, the big cars were struggling, and it's interesting to note that you know, we've got kind of a, you know, two-tiered market. The people playing where I like to play at the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 level are doing quite well, and there was a lot of action, whereas the million-dollar cars were a little bit off this year.
Yeah, makes sense. And the other thing that we may be experiencing, Dave, is some generational differences. Older generations have preferred the great classics, the Packards, the Duesenbergs, and the Cords, where younger generations tend to have their favorites in other categories. So we're seeing in some cases the fans of those great old American-made marks and other made marks becoming fewer and fewer.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so, it's a numbers game, basically, and there's a lot of people who are, another old saying is that 80-year-olds, generally speaking, don't buy a lot of cars. I mean, I do know some 80-year-olds and got a few that are clients that, that do buy cars, but as a general rule, when you're in your 60s or 70s, that's probably about the last time you're going to buy a collector car. So, baby boomers, I'm among them, we're getting older, and, it's just the natural progression, but the people coming in behind us, a lot of them still have the appreciation, more than you think, have the appreciation for old cars. And so, there's still a marketplace that might be a little bit less, and the appreciation might not be there, but they're buying the cars for what they love about them, not for the fact that they're worth a lot of money or going to be worth more money, which is the right way to buy a car. You should always buy what you love. And if the value goes up on it, that's the icing on the cake. It's not the reason to buy a car.
You got to love Haggerty's line for people who love cars. That is so true. Just going to Haggerty.com and checking out all the stuff that's available. And, of course, the Haggerty price guide and the market trends. Hats off to you and an increasingly large crew of people who oversee this, because it's no small undertaking. And you've got so many different markets that you're covering, and very much kind of using a prescription from the financial world with your different indexes on Ferraris, on German cars, on British cars, on affordable classics. This is all just great stuff.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I spend a lot of my time there on Saturdays and Sunday when I should be, doing something like, right now maybe shoveling snow or breaking the yard or something like that. It's a great way to spend a lot of time when you go to the Haggerty.com website and you go to the valuation tools especially. There's about a million things you can do there. You can see what your car's value has done compared to gold or compared to stock market or whatever. It's a lot of fun to do, and sometimes the car wins out, sometimes stock market wins out, sometimes gold wins out. So it's kind of fun to see what's doing better in terms of if your car is your investment, where your investment is gone. So it's a great way to spend a lot of time. If for those of us who are burdened with being up in the Northland, not like you down in sunny southern Florida, for us who have lousy days out there right now, or semi-lousy days, it's a lot of fun to stay indoor with a computer machine and just play around and find out more about cars.
Absolutely, and despite the fact that I live in Florida at the moment, I'll always be a Boston person, a New Englander for life, and that's what I consider anyway, at least for myself. I don't miss shoveling snow, I will admit that, but I do miss a lot of other parts of the greater Boston area, and wonderful things there that can't be had down here in the South. But one thing you can have in the South is 12 months of the year of driving very cool cars, and there are an awful lot of collectors and an awful lot of older cars in Florida, much more than my home state of Massachusetts. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit about Florida and the growth of the collector car community here, and lots more with Dave Kinney, so don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way
thanks for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're live coast to coast on great radio stations, all four corners of the country, from Maine to Florida, over to New Mexico, up to Washington State, to Alaska and Hawaii. Welcome, and if you're listening via GCNlive.com, we welcome you with open arms as well. Dave Kinney is with us, publisher of the amazing Hagerty Price Guide and also the Auction Guy, the classic car contributor to Automobile and to Auto Week magazine. And we're talking about Scottsdale in Phoenix, 2019, and of course, Meekum down here in Kissimmee, Florida. And before the break there, I was making the point that one of the advantages to living in a warm weather state like California or Arizona or Florida is the opportunity to drive a classic car year-round, and also the opportunity to see some stuff that you don't necessarily see very often in the Northeast or you get to see in the Midwest. There's an awful lot of well-preserved vehicles in the state of Florida, Dave. I can attest to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that, number one, you've got people who retire to both Arizona and Florida, not so much California anymore, but you have people who retire to both of those states and they bring their classic cars with them, or, you know, they bring the hobby along with them, even if they, like we said earlier, people who might not have owned a car but decide that once they've changed their lifestyle, they want to have it. Yeah, it's wonderful to be in places like Phoenix, and you're driving down the street and you look up and the car in front of you is a 64 Thunderbird, with those great taillights on it. Or I saw a Bricklin on the road and a DeLorean. So I had two out of the three Gullwings I could think of that I saw just driving along, and they weren't one of them, at least, wasn't the DeLorean wasn't heading to one of the auctions, as far as I could tell. They were just out for their Sunday drive. So, you do see that more. And of course, having, more months of great weather means more months of being able to drive your collector car. So, and they do need to be driven. That's another thing that we keep on hammering at at Hagerty. Drive, get out and drive. I mean, that's the thing to do with the older cars. They work better when they're driven. They last longer when they're driven, and that's the reason you got them, to have the enjoyment of having it. The one hazard, as to driving an older car is that sometimes that 5-minute stop at the convenience store or gas station, takes you about 45 minutes because people come up and tell you stories about it or want to know about it or want to see under the hood or they're driving by and we've seen some people. I've had a person doing a double take on one of my cars the other day, and I'm not going to say the other day. Let's call it 4 or 5 months ago, because we've got some bad weather here right now. But I was filling up at the gas station and talking to a friend of mine who owns the gas station, and sure enough, guy driving by recognized the car and pulled in, and I had to move from the gas pump. I was starting a line of traffic. So, it's like back in 1972 with the gas lines. I was creating one myself. So, and it turned out this guy had owned one of these cars before and knew quite a bit about them and hadn't seen one on the road for 10, 15 years. So it was a great little auto show for him. So. That's the fun. One of the fun parts of owning them, I think, that is just getting out and enjoying it. And every once in a while, you'll have people honk and give you the thumbs up, or like I said, you'll stop at a stoplight, and all of a sudden, you're in a conversation with the guy in the SUV next to you who wants to know what kind of car it is, or how old it is, or then the inevitable question, what's it worth? So, it's great fun. It really is. It's part of the hobby, and it's not all going to parades and going to car shows. It's getting out and enjoying them, and I think that's the best part of all.
As a gentleman I know who has owned a Bricklin, Dave, you're in a unique club there. I had the opportunity once to interview Malcolm Bricklin. He was a very interesting guy, and of course, not only was the father of the EV1, the Gullwing safety sports car, but also the gentleman who brought the Yugo into the United States, and the gentleman who also was very much responsible for the Subaru brand becoming popular here in North America. But the Bricklins that you owned, were they AMC V8 powered or were they Ford V8 powered?
I had one of each. I had an AMC car, which is the earlier cars, and then I had a Ford car. Didn't notice a lot of difference in performance. Keep in mind that was an era when V8 engines were kind of throttled back on the horsepower. But I think for the ease of availability of parts, I prefer the Ford. But I had some interesting times with that car. It's got the hardest battery in the world to replace. You basically have to be a contortionist. It's behind the driver's seat. So you have to get yourself halfway in the car and then kind of halfway bend over and then use all your upper body strength to pull the battery out. And, of course I bought a battery that was a bad battery that, lasted 2 days. So it's the inevitable law of things that happen to you, but it's great fun when you go somewhere and you pop the doors up and, the look on people's faces, because of course they're gullwing doors. The look on people's faces when the doors go up is just astonishing, because for a large part, they haven't seen that unless you've been around or alongside of a DeLorean or a 300 SL or a Brooklyn. You're not going to see operating the gullwing doors. Of course, the Lamborghini, a lot of the Lamborghinis have scissor doors, but they're a little bit different. But it was a lot of fun. Ownership was a good thing. I was happy to buy the car and happy to get rid of the car, actually, because of my own personal circumstances at the time. But the one that I had that I really liked, which was Safety Suntan, went to a collector in Michigan, and I see him at events every once in a while. He still has the car and still enjoys it. So there you go.
That's great. Certainly, you've got to hand it to Craig Jackson as being the pioneer to putting auctions on TV, and you have to hand it to sponsors like Haggerty and McGuire's and other folks who are there from the get-go supporting Craig. But now you see not only the Bear Jackson coverage on the Velocity Channel, but you see Mecum doing extensive coverage on the NBC Sports Network and other places as well, the History Channel. People love to watch the auctions, and if you've never been, it's a great thing to do. And I always say you should put it on your automotive bucket list if you have never been to a big-time auction. It's big-time, lots of fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's a combination of medicine show, a circus, a religious gathering. I mean, all those things come into play because you've got the crowds like you might find at a mega church, and the people interested in the same thing, the automobile. Then you have the people who are there to vend and sell things, and of course, like a state fair or something like that, you're going to find the turkey wings and all that sort of stuff. It's a great combination of, pure Americana. And, the really funny thing is that it took so long for somebody to figure out that auctions on TV would be a big thing. And my goodness, they're huge.
They absolutely are huge. We'll take a pit stop when we come back on the other side. We'll talk about some GT cars. And we'll talk about some other hot collectibles. If you get a question, we get a number, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first lawsuit has been filed against President Trump's national emergency declaration. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio tells ABC's This Week that GOP lawmakers need to support the president.
Republicans who are criticizing the president for wanting to do this executive order, the same kind of Republicans who just a year ago didn't want us to debate and push for the wall funding when we had the majority in both the House and the Senate. Back after Chuck Schumer had shut down the government because he said amnesty was more important than funding the government, and we had the big omnibus spending bill. That's when we should have done this.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert is no longer in the running for UN ambassador. Some reports say she employed an illegal immigrant as a nanny about 10 years ago. Also, some senators were not supportive of her possible nomination because of her lack of foreign policy experience. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you driving that Cadillac there.
And, of course, check out Jay's Garage on CNBC. Does a great job with that show. And we've got a really great guy joining us live here on the lines. It's the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, Dave Kinney. Also writes for Auto Week and Automobile Magazine. We're talking about classic cars in general and the auctions in Arizona and Florida during the month of January. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour last night, I was looking at a list. It seems like these days lists are very, very popular. And the folks at Road and Track put a list of the 25 best GT cars of all time. And I noticed looking at the list that there were an awful lot of vehicles on there that I definitely love, vehicles like the Jag XJS, the BMW 6 Series and the 8 Series, the XK8 from Jaguar. Of course, there's a million other ones, including the Ferrari 456, which is a vehicle, Dave, I believe you've had some experience with. I did not realize that those vehicles had become more affordable.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of the Ferraris from the from 20 years ago that have become sub $100,000 cars, and in some cases, pretty seriously that. As the owner, I own a Ferrari 612 Scaglietti. That's my kind of my trophy car, and it's a sub $100,000 car as well. You have to be very, very careful about maintenance and make sure that the car was properly maintained, because there's nothing that will keep you broke quite like an expensive car. You have to be very, very careful about that. But there are some great buys out there, and GT cars, Gran Turismo cars, are basically cars that are usable. The granddaddy, let's call it, of the GT car was the Ford Mustang in a lot of ways. And that was a, that was also a pony car with a short trunk, long hood, and 2+2 seating. But the whole idea behind a GT car is a car that can kind of go around town and you know, make the stops at the stoplights and the, you know, stop at the dry cleaner and then get in it and drive maybe 100 miles if you want to out on the open highway, you know, at a good fast clip. It's a versatile car. You know, now that the world is becoming the world of SUVs and almost nothing else, or crossovers, SUVs and an occasional pickup truck, you know, cars are not as popular as they were, although vehicles are still very, very popular. But there's some unbelievably excellent choices in you know, moderately priced GT cars. You mentioned some of the Jaguars. Same thing applies in terms of, you know, find the best you can buy and the well-maintained one. But you know, for a great Sunday driver, Saturday driver, weekend use car, there's nothing that can beat it. And for when you want to go on that 250-mile trip, maybe, you know, from, you know, go to a wedding or an event or something like that out of town, there's just nothing nicer than driving a classic car in a world full of, you know, SUVs and crossovers. And, you know, I think that's a lot of where the market is going to now. Obviously, we, at the outset, we talked about pickup trucks, which the older pickup trucks have just, you know, continue to go crazy. But lots of opportunities with the GT cars as well. I mean, you know, some of my favorites would be the sporty cars, the sportier cars from the sporting manufacturers, like, you know, two that you mentioned, both Jaguar and Ferrari. But you know, there's offerings from just about every manufacturer in that lineup, and a lot of neat cars.
Oh, some tremendous ones. The BMW 6 Series or the 8 Series in later years, always one of my favorite vehicles. Another one that is very, very much a great collectible vehicle, you know, would have to be something from the folks at Porsche. When you look at the 928, which originally was supposed to replace the 911, but instead of that, ran for 25 years, and the 911 still continues. But that was the original goal for that original 928, and it was quite a technological marvel. And the fact that it combined both sporting capability with luxury was something new for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. The 928 was a very complicated car for its time, and that unfortunately is translated into you know, expensive repairs for a while. But now, you know, we saw, as speaking of Scottsdale, we saw one sell for over $100,000. It was a later car, and you know, the values on the early ones and the late ones are the ones that seem to be going up first. But that means that the middle will come up later. The early ones have some of those great, you know, Porsche things like the, they called it the Pasha interior with those kind of op-ed colors to them. And then the later ones were, you know, the most refined series. They had, you know, two of the last series were just absolutely stunning sports cars, that would also, you know, fulfill the GT car promise. So, you know, there's a couple of good ones there too. You really, you almost have, you know, when you consider it, it's almost an unlimited amount of cars in that class that are available from, you know, nice ones from $10,000 to $100,000. And, you know, there's some great cars in between those price ranges as well. Well sorted, well taken care of, you know, little old lady cars that were, you know, put away and not used all that much after maybe their first owner. Their second owner might have been somebody who bought it because it was collectible as opposed to just something to get from point A to point B. Let's not forget Mercedes with you know, just an incredible range of interesting cars that kind of fulfill that as well.
Absolutely, whether it was the L or whether it was the more modern day car, the SLS AMG, or whether it was just a big S-Series coupe, the C-Series, which was quite a remarkable piece of engineering and combined both that sportiness along with that luxury content. Let's talk a little bit about the 911. This is a car that has managed to not only be around for a long, long time, but manages to get better and better. And certainly when you look at GT cars, you really have to include the 911 as well.
Oh, yeah. This car, the 911, has been around for, you know, just about everybody who lives on Earth right now. It's been around for most of their lifespan.
Yeah.
Introduced in the, actually in the early 1960s, I guess, maybe 64, 65 was the, depending on where you live, 64, 65 was the first year of production. And the 911, shares no parts with the current one, shares no parts with the earlier ones. It's just the silhouette of the car, but it was a great idea. It was a rear engine car with, great capabilities. They've gotten better over the years. The first ones could be a little scary. A tribute to the master engineers at Porsche who, put the thing together to begin with. There's some very nice cars that fall in the, $30,000 and $40,000 range in 911s that you would get out and enjoy and really have a good time, and you can add another zero to that as well. For some of the cars, because they can be up to into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if you want to get started in the 911 market, look for cars without rust, because that's a big deal. I think 1976 was when they first started. Factory rust-proofing the bodies with a little bit different construction and metals, but great cars and unbelievable collection of years.
So true. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We've got an email question for Dave, and we'll take care of that on the other side. If you want to email me up, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Dave Kinney is our very special guest. He is the publisher of the Haggerty Price Guy. All you have to do is log on to Haggerty.com and you can check out all kinds of wonderful information. And you can also read Dave every month in Automobile and Auto Week magazine as he covers the auction scene. But we got an email question here from Josh, and Josh is listening in Michigan, and Josh would like to ask Dave about valuing Restomod. He says, Dave, I find it hard to understand the popularity of Restomods, and I can imagine for you as editor of that guide, it must be pretty impossible to value a Restomod. How do you handle it? An interesting question, Dave.
Yeah, it's a question I get more and more, and Restomods have become a bigger part of the marketplace. For anybody listening who doesn't know what a Restomod is, that you take, let's just use an example, a 1963 Corvette, and you pop the body off and you use all new components, including in most cases a custom made chassis, and you do things like you put a brand new motor in, you use an up to date transmission, you use lots of electronics that work in that car to keep it going, but also usually a killer air conditioning system, modern brakes, a killer sound system as well, all those things that were kind of missing from cars in the 1960s. The answer to that question for Josh is a tough one, but I will say they're just like hot rods, and that's the way you have to value them. A lot of the times you have to take a look at the component parts that went into them. Sure, a lot of the builds cost $300,000 or $350,000. Sometimes people do them for $150,000 or a little less if they're doing them themselves, maybe even a lot less. But you have to look at the component parts that go in it, and keep in mind that when it's new and fresh, that generally speaking is its top value. Because let's say we're 15 years from now, and you've got a 2019 Restomod with all 2019 parts in it. 15 years from now, that becomes another 15-year-old car. So it's already, unless you've done things to change things around, it's already out of date like an older car is. So we look back to valuing the hot rods. And that's how we do it. A lot of the times, I'll give you a little lesson in appraisal. A lot of the times, there are only three approaches to valuation. The income approach, how much does the car make? That's very rare, unless you're talking about a taxi cab or something. The cost approach, how much did it cost? Or the market approach. So a lot of the times for freshly built resto mods, you have to look at the cost approach. Of course, that only is true once when the car is brand new, and it depreciates quite rapidly from there. We don't have a large history of resales on resto mods. They sell mostly privately or at auction, and it's something that, you know, because each one is individually styled, we don't have a price guide. So, but I will say that, and this year's, especially Barrett Jackson. I know Mecum has them too, as well as Russo and Steele and some other auction houses. But this year was a great year for Restomods. They sold big, and that 63 Corvette Restomod might have sold for more money than a well-restored 63 Corvette. So, it's a changing market, but markets always change. But I hope that answers Josh's question, because it's a conundrum that we deal with all the time as well.
Yes, and speaking of Russo and Steele, I understand they were not in Scottsdale, but at a resort. I believe it's called a Talking Stick Resort.
It's really not far. I mean, it's kind of splitting the difference between Phoenix and Scottsdale. So certainly part of the scene, and had a big presence there. They're also going to be in Amelia Island coming up here towards the end of next month, and not even towards the end, towards the middle of March. So these auction companies seem to be growing, and for a lot of people, it's a great way to buy or a great way to sell a car. Sometimes I think you do better on your own. Sometimes I think you do better in auctions. It just depends on the car, and I guess like everything else, depends on the mood of the crowd and the weather and all that. Like I said, a lot of these companies doing very good in the auction business and keep on expanding.
Got a question here from Peter in Colorado about something that I brought up, that being the BMW 8 Series. He wants to know, is that a good GT collectible car? And certainly, from my side of the fence, I'd say most definitely. And Dave, I'm sure you would concur.
Yeah, I actually, this is one of those, you're kind of asking the wrong guy, because I love the 8 Series cars. And I will say, there's very few cars I can actually say this about. I predicted this one was going to go up in value. This one was a car that when I gave a talk many years ago, let's call it 5-6 years ago at a BMW club, they almost laughed me out of the place when I said, buy all the really nice 8 Series cars you can, because they're trouble. They have V12 engines and V8 engines, and they're very complicated. And if they were a bad car that somebody neglected, all the money in the world won't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. You buy the nice one, you buy the coddled one, you buy the owner as well as the car. So when you go out looking for them, you best not find the one that's been sitting out behind the barn for a couple of years, because it's going to take a king's ransom to put the car back on the road unless you have those technical and mechanical skills. However, a nice 8 Series car, I think, if you buy it right, a gold-plated investment and a wonderful car to drive, and something that looks distinctively different as well. And of course, now BMW has brought out the new 8 Series as well. So
yes,
when the company brings out a new car with the same name or the same series, that brings attention to the earlier one, and that's happened here too.
That is so true. Absolutely, Dave. I got another question here. This one is from Elizabeth, who is in Massachusetts. She wants to know about British roadsters. Is there such a thing as one that is affordable and doesn't break down? Well, that's kind of a difficult question, Elizabeth, but certainly.
I've got a great answer. Mazda Miata.
Yes.
get yourself a Mazda Miata. Go, you know, you're in Massachusetts. You know, they're in hibernation right now. They'll come out, you know, sometime in April. But they're great cars. They're basically your British roadster that was redone by a Japanese company that did them right. They're very affordable. You can find Miatas as low as 5,000 and under. You know, I'm not going to say they're bulletproof, but they're very, very close to it. If they're maintained and taken care of, what you want to find is one that's, you know, even if it's got a lot of miles, one that's been taken care of. And once you get hooked on Mazda Miatas, you know, I know people who own four and five of them. They use them until everything breaks, and then they go out and buy a new one. Almost a disposable sports car for some people, but I love them. I'm a big guy. I don't fit in them really well, but that's the only thing I could say about them. I'll drive them with the top down. Driving with the top up is a little bit of a challenge for me.
Yeah, it is a little bit cramped in there. There's no doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit more about the Hagerty Price Guide. And a number of folks want to know, is it a printed guide, or is it something that's just found at Hagerty.com?
No, we have a printed guide, which is available. If you can find the subscription information, it comes out three times a year. It comes out three times a year. I almost made me work harder. not four times a year. And we update the online version at the same time. So the online version was updated on January 1st of this year. And all the information that's on the printed version is also in the book. All the information plus more as on the online version. We've actually, because of the size of the guide, we've actually had to take trucks out of the printed version, and they're just available online. So, you know, a great deal. Doesn't cost you anything. You just go to Hagerty.com, and if you want to, you can just go to Hagerty.com/valuation tools, and you'll wind up there. And be like me. I spent about 2.5 hours on it this afternoon because I was looking at a couple cars for some appraisal work I'm doing. You know, there's a lot of options, a lot of things to drill down, but love to have you go take a look.
There he is, the man himself, one of the true collector car experts of the world. Dave Kinnick, thanks for spending some time with us here at Auto World. We'll do it again soon.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Long, and thank you for listening to Auto World.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.